Everything has good aspects and bad aspects. Some aspects that are desired and others that are not desired. This is not the fault of the individual, but is simply the way things are. If a person perceives the evil things and constructs his perception based on those aspects, then his view of the world will be that the world is evil. If he perceives the good, he will base his perceptions on what is good, and his opinion will be that the world is good. Imagine time as a relative factor, and that when a person dies, it does not matter how we living individuals think of that death in terms of brevity or length, but that the now dead individual reviews his life completely and fully, as though time were infinite in all its properties, which indeed may be true, for there is only one eternity, the present moment. So imagine a man dead and remembering his life. The one who, while living, perceived the world in terms of evil, may then, having all time at his disposal, realize the aspects of his life that were good, but which he did not perceive as good while he was alive. Now his perception is complete, and what seemed to him evil is now understood as being quite different in its aspects, simply that while living he did not perceive them correctly. He lived on the assumption that the world is evil, and this had its influence on his thoughts and actions. When confronting this reality after dying, such an individual might experience great sorrow in not having realized the true nature of life and the world. He would not be able to change the fact of his failure in this respect. Similarly, the one who thought the world was good may now understand that every thought and action which he experienced and committed while alive had consequences he did not intend, and which now he reviews with profound remorse. A man who intends to believe only what is true is at least more likely to have developed the understanding that everything has good and bad aspects, and desired and undesired results and outcomes. And in this instance, he is ultimately faced primarily with the question of whether, having figured this out, he had at some time begun simply living his life well. By this I mean skillfully, as based on his knowledge with regard to the true nature of life and the world. For such a being, that is all that can ultimately matter. Those who never understood the importance which truth has in relation to such relevancies can, at best, only wish that they had done so. Many would become sealed within the character of their perceptions and be unable even to appreciate that. Neither of these two sorts can experience then the delusions of which paradise consists, but would tend to inhabit the opposite extreme. The intention to believe only what is true leads to an eternity that is not delusional in any sense, but real and totally satisfactory in all of its aspects, and to a mastery not only of life and the world, but of eternity itself.